I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Approximately 25% of adults in the U.S. have experienced knee pain that affects the function of the knee. To talk about common knee problems and physical therapy is Dr. Jody Rush. She's an orthopedic clinical specialist and physical therapist at MUSC. Dr. Rush, what are some of the common knee problems that are typically treated with physical therapy?
Physical therapy treats a variety of common problems, including meniscal tears, arthritis, ACL tears.
And if someone goes to a physical therapist with some of these knee issues, what's actually involved?
Physical therapists are musculoskeletal experts, so we're going to perform a thorough examination and identify any impairments, such as decreased range of motion or decreased strength, and then also identify any specific functional impairments that the patient is having. Maybe they have difficulty going up and down stairs.
And what's involved in physical therapy? What really goes on?
It's going to be a combination of treatments that we use. We're going to utilize hands-on therapy, which is called manual therapy. We're going to use different stretches, different strengthening exercises, both non-weight-bearing and weight-bearing, depending on the patient's symptoms.
Is physical therapy often tried as a first stop before considering knee surgery for some of these different types of ailments that you're talking about?
It is a lot of times. And if you look at the research right now, it actually shows for specifically meniscal tears that physical therapy is just as good as surgical treatment for decreasing the patient's pain and maximizing their functional outcomes. When you look 6 and 12 months out, these patients actually show no difference between the two groups.
And what about ACL tears? Is there any research related to that condition?
There's a lot of research related to ACL tears. They're what we call copers, which are people that can actually function just fine without their ACL, and they have very minimal pain and can often return to their various sporting activities, whether that's running or non-contact sports, with or without the use of a brace. And then there are what we call non-copers, which are people who end up needing ACL reconstruction. And there's a lot of research to show that physical therapy can treat those what we call copers in order to successfully return to their prior level of function.
What about patients who are considering knee replacement surgery? Can physical therapy sometimes delay that surgery?
Yes, PT definitely can delay the need for a total knee replacement in that instance. And for patients that perhaps are not in the best of shape going into that surgery, it's very beneficial to do what we call prehabilitation or prehab prior to their surgery in order to maximize their outcomes after surgery.
Can you offer any tips for protecting our knees and preventing some of these injuries we've been talking about?
The American College of Sports Medicine overall recommends 30 to 60 minutes per day of moderate exercise just to maintain a healthy weight and a healthy lifestyle. Incorporating balance and proprioceptive exercises, so standing on one leg or standing on unstable surfaces, is also important, as well as your flexibility and general strengthening. On top of all of that, just maintaining a healthy weight so that you have less stress on your joints is very important.
Dr. Rush, thanks for this information about knee problems and physical therapy.
You're welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.